Time to talk a little Maine Black Bear football. The Bears winning their second straight game over the weekend on the road at Stony Brook, and we're joined by the head coach, Nick Charlton. Hi there, Nick.
Rich, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. What time did you guys get home?
It was roughly 2 a.m. somewhere in there.
Oof.
So then we have to we've got to get tested right away. So it's quite a trip. So, but we got back.
Well, the ride always seems a little bit shorter when you've got a win under your belt.
You know, we have a rule. You're not allowed to lose bus ride games. So you got to win them. So we were lucky we did that.
Well, any win's good. Any road win is even better. And Stony Brook, always a team that plays very, very tough. But the Black Bears found a way to pull it out. And again, in the second half, that combination that, I mean, if there's a better quarterback-receiver duo in FCS football than Joe and Dre right now, I don't know who it would be.
Yeah, they're playing very well right now. And, you know, we just got out of some meetings and with our players. And, you know, we need to start the game better. And there's a few things that we got to clean up. But overall, I mean, the production that they're putting together is at a high level right now. And, you know, Joe has done a great job here the last couple of weeks. And of course, Dre's making some big plays. So, it's always good when you have some guys who are making explosive plays, because it makes it a lot easier to drive the football, so you're not always in gigantic long play drives. You know, you're able to get some chunk plays and get it going. So they've been doing well.
Young running backs coming through again. Freddie Brock had some very nice carries for you Saturday.
Yeah, Freddie played really well. You know, he had some really strong moments. You know, he's definitely one of the more explosive players on our team. He had a couple run to the point of attack where he made somebody miss, and really impressive cuts, to be honest with you. And he brings a different element and has legit speed. He had one called back that, you know, whether I agree with that or not, you know, he shows his explosiveness, but, you know, Freddie played a strong game, and his role is only going to continue to increase.
And a great job by the guys up front of the offensive line, down a couple of people, next guy in, and Kevin Jones and Sean Page stepping up and getting the job done.
Yeah, I mean, down to, you know, starting offensive tackles is always tough, and those guys have done a good job stepping up, and you know, they're fighting, and that's a very physical defense, a lot of movement, tons of pressure. So, you know, we had a strong week of practice, and I thought those guys, you know, they played well, and, you know, there's room to grow, of course, and there was plenty of things we need to clean up. But overall, I think we matched their physicality, which is a big part of their game. So I was very pleased with that.
Defensively, again, you came up with some big stops when you needed them, and another week when an opposing quarterback completed less than 50% of their throws.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're doing a good job, especially with the guys, the new faces we have back there. I thought they played really, really hard. You know, with a lot of guys moving in and out just with injuries, different situations and packages, things like that. So I thought they played well. And, you know, the run game, I mean, Stony Brook's going to run the football. And, you know, there was a couple of things that we could have done better on the edge and doing our job a little bit cleaner. But, you know, they're going to run the football. So we have to continue to emphasize stopping the run and creating turnovers. But in terms of the passing game, we have done a solid job the last couple of weeks limiting opposing quarterbacks.
Now, what happened? Because we were obviously doing the game from here, watching the Flow Sports feed, and then they were a little bit confused at times with their camera work. What happened to the interception that was taken away?
There was a hold, and it was a legit hold.
Okay.
By our backside corner away from the ball. So unfortunately, those ones usually stink because they had nothing to do with the play.
Right.
So it got wiped out, and then there was a couple things after the return, but those all become null and void because of the other penalty. So there was a hold on the opposite side. That's why it came back.
Well, you've got a bye this week. Of course, anytime you can get a break, that's good. But at the same time, you're playing really well. Would you prefer to just be right back out there this week?
I think physically we do need a week. You know, these guys have been playing really, really hard. And, you know, we've played some physical teams. Anybody in the CAA is going to be that way. But particularly these three teams are very stout and physical. So I think everybody needs this week. We're at the halfway point, so it's kind of a perfect bye. I definitely think physically it's going to be advantageous for us to take advantage of it. I mean, of course, we're, you know, there's momentum building and those type of things, but I don't think that's going to be affected too much by it. I think, honestly, us getting a little bit of a break physically. You know, we're still going to practice. We're going to get ready for Villanova. We're going to do what we do. But the guys have certainly had a well-deserved couple days here, because coming from training camp into the first week, you know, they really didn't get a break like they traditionally would, just because it's so truncated with the schedule. So I think this actually affords them a little bit of a break that they didn't really get initially.
Your guys have been doing the right thing since, well, way back last summer, and not that you need to remind them, but when you look around the league and see JMU unable to play, New Hampshire unable to play, it's a reminder why you're doing the things you do off the field.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I just got out of meetings, and I mean, I told the guys, I said, you're going to be so annoyed with me by the end of the week how much we talk about this. we're on a bye, and it's going to be beautiful out the next couple of days. You know, it's 60 degrees right now. So we just have to keep reminding them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we have to trust our players. And it's a very contagious disease. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. But our guys need to make great decisions. There's a lot of sacrifices they've made to get to this point. And I said to them, I said, guys, you know, we have everything we want in front of us. So let's not take something away. Because up here with the protocols and everything, you know, a single positive, you know, could end it. So for us, with the size of our team, it's a pretty major operation. We just got to keep making great decisions, avoiding it. And I mean, we test three times a week, so they know the deal. But you know, certainly anybody who goes to a bye week, you're going to be on edge a little bit about it. But we got to trust our players. And I think that's a big part of, you know, this program.
So you'll be back home against Villanova on April 3rd. It sounds like the university is not at the point where they want to have fans up there on campus.
I believe there's some conversations going on about that. I can't really get into too much what's going on, but there are conversations, and you know, I think it's going to depend on a lot of different things. But those are things I'm not too involved with. So, if there are fans, that would be great. Of course, we all want there to be fans, you know. But otherwise, we will manage and continue doing what we're doing. So, you know, I'll be waiting for the word there, but we'll find out.
Well, congratulations on another great win. I hope the week goes well for you, and we'll check in with you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Charlton, head coach of the Maine Black Bears, ranked number 25 in the country in the new Stats Perform FCS poll, and number 19 in the Athlon Power Poll this week after that 35-19 win over Stony Brook on Saturday. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.